Just this year, the U.S. Coast Guard has seized almost $500 million worth of cocaine off the coast of Venezuela, and the Trump administration has gone on the offensive. In recent weeks, the U.S. military deployed 8 warships, surveillance planes, a nuclear submarine, and 10 stealth fighters to the region. Last week, the U.S. struck a suspected smuggling vessel, killing 11 in a mission authorized directly by the president. Officials say the surge is part of an aggressive counter-narcotics campaign.
Billions of dollars of drugs are pouring out of Venezuela and other countries. Venezuela has been a very bad actor, and we understand that.
Maduro's government denies the charges and insists the drug war is being used as a reason to destabilize his government.
Venezuela is not a relevant country in terms of drug trafficking and in all related matters. So this lie is as crude and false as the claim that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction.
Maduro has mobilized millions of militia members and warned Venezuela could declare a republic in arms if attacked. Venezuelan fighter jets have twice buzzed U.S. Navy ships in international waters. The U.S. commanders say any further threats could be met with force.